Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction 543. Science Faction, Damien channels a dead scientist.
Thank you. And I appreciate, I can see you lit candles on your end as well. I know that must have been painful, but it's necessary for what I do to work.
Those of you guys who don't know, I, of course, am your host, comedian archaeologist, Robert Timothy. With me, as always, is my comedian, Mr. Damien Mercado. Damien, how are you doing on this seance of nights?
I am doing great. And thank you, Bobby. I know our fans have been clamoring for me to reach out into the ether again and summon the spirit of a long dead or perhaps great science educator.
To be fair, most of our fans clamor for you to try and I call BS, and then every once in a while, one will filter through that is about Damien Channel's Dead Scientist. Though I will say, I'm going to admit this, we have had more than one request for Damien to bring back Damien Channel's a Dead Scientist. It's one of our old bits that we used to do, and now that we have our Thursday show that rehashes some of our old bits, I got more than one email asking, can Damien bring back Damien Channel's a Dead Scientist? Now, just to update those fans who have never heard the bit before, Damien shakes a bunch and then pretends to channel the spirit, even though that's a completely unscientific idea, of some kind of dead scientist into his body that he then talks about, usually getting caught in the lie when it is pointed out that he is not able to say something that that person would otherwise know.
If you took the exact opposite of everything Bobby just said, yes, what he just said is true. I am going to reach out into the ether. I'm going to, in fact, I have been channeling particularly hard to get somebody who I think might impress Bobby. I think is actually appropriate towards towards Bobby's skeptical.
I have a lot of science heroes that are passed on. So yeah, I'm sure you could find somebody there if you had that ability, which you of course don't.
I'm Leonard Nimoy, Spock. I'm channeling.
I have four questions, and I can prove that is not Leonard Nimoy in that amount of time. Easy.
All right, fans, true believers out there, thank you. Please, everybody, I want everybody to take special note to see how Bobby slowly changes his mind during this as he realizes that he's in the wrong. Bobby is a true skeptic, and I know that he's going to be open to whatever experiences come his way, no matter how foreign they are to him.
Sure. And as a reminder, the way Damien does this is he shakes a little bit. He says the word spirits as he's shaking and then somehow is able to, in his words, imbibe the spirit of another dead scientist. In my words, very badly fake it.
Okay, first off, podcast is an audio medium. So why would I even need to shake unless it was real? Like, why? Like, no, fans can't see that. That's only you can see that.
I mean, to be fair, we haven't done it since we've been in the studio. I don't know if you're going to fake shake this time around.
Let's find out. Let's get started.
Yeah.
And now, Damien channels a dead scientist.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah, he's fake shaking.
Spirits.
He's got to say spirits. It's the only way it works.
Come to me.
All right, let's see. Let's see who came out of this.
Oh, I'm sorry, Randall James Hamilton Zwingy here. Sorry about that. I arrived into this plane with such force that I knocked the headphones, my cans.
All right, so this is already starting to be sacrilegious, given that you are doing a pseudoscience thing.
Yes, I am the amazing Randy. I believe I have passed relatively recently.
Yeah, you're in like your late 90s or something, right?
I'm still trending. No, I passed October 20th, 2020, at the age of 92 in Plantation, Florida, next to my husband, Jose Alvarez.
You might think Damien's trying to do another joke about somebody being gay, but he actually was gay, but he didn't come out until he was like 60-something. He came out like super late in life.
In 2010, yes, the movie Milk actually gave me the courage to come out. Me and Jose, though he was a part of my act and many of my science debunking activities, we were not public. By the way, it is actually, I wanted to come on this show sooner, either as a person who was alive, mainly to stand up to you, Mr. Timothy. As a person who is, Carl Sagan is a good friend of mine.
Okay.
And I know that he has been on the show recently, and I know that you do not respect him and Andrew's love.
What? No, I do. It's Anne Druyan.
Does me and my relationship with Jose bother you, Bobby?
It doesn't. I can assure the only you. The only thing, actually, James Randi, that bothers me about your homosexuality, and I say this about everybody, is that it's such a shame that that couldn't be brought out till you're 70 or whatever. Because let me just say, the early gay years are the good years. Like, gay 22, that's a good 22. Like, that's all banana boats at the pool. Like, that's a great time.
Listen, my personal life was a very small part of my life. I don't like discussing it, but now that we're on the topic, yeah, absolutely. I would have, Amazing Randi on Fire Island would have been something.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what.
Amazing Randy's going to get an amazing handy, if you know what I mean.
But I'll have you know that that even though I didn't embrace my lifestyle and who I was until my older years, I'll have you know that my husband, Mr. Jose Alvarez, is a fiery Latin lover in several years, my minor. And so I can tell you right now that I am to Latin, younger Latin men, as you are to thicker women, Mr. Timothy. So all I right. can tell you that I am enjoying the close bond I am experiencing with Mr. Mercado, which, by the way, the reason I want to come in, I would like to attack one of the greatest travesties in science education and perhaps one of the greatest villains in all of science education. And that's,
don't worry, I'm going to beat up Stephen Novella for you one of these days. You don't have to worry about it.
That's unfortunate, because it's you. It's you.
James Randi, no!
I will produce the $1 million challenge right now. The okay. $1 million challenge.
Famously, James Randi had the $1 million challenge where he offered somebody, started at $10,000 and then they upped it. $1 million if they could prove the ability to do anything supernatural. And because it was like the 70s, and there was so much bullshit, it was before we had figured out how much bullshit there was, there were a lot of people trying to take that bet. A lot of people.
Yeah, that's where I met the first love of my life, the 70s, Uri Geller. You know, it's a true nemesis. Like, I don't know if you know, but me and Uri Geller have been locked in science combat for over two decades. And he was on Johnny Carson's show, and I helped Johnny Carson in debunking him.
Yeah, Uri Geller was a bullshit artist from the 70s. Again, before we figured out bullshit artists, who was famous for doing, like, bending spoon tricks, where you heat up a spoon in such a way as to get it to bend, and then everybody thinks you're fucking magic. And James Randi just had his number. He knew everything. Because Randi was a magician. You know, he was a stage magician. And because of that, he could understand how people got fooled and a lot of the methods that people use to fool other people. And so he was kind of like Penn and Teller. He was really good at calling that out.
I was a very intelligent young boy. Grew up in Toronto. I didn't really have to go to class because I was smarter than much of the many of the students. I got hit by a car as a young child, and that's where I developed.
Not that smart then, huh? Too smart to all look both ways, Randi?
That's where I learned about assumptions. That's where I learned a valuable lesson about assumptions and why you should not assume things. Just because it is a green light does not mean that everybody will be stopping at the red light, that is, at the perpendicular angle. That's where I learned about assumptions, a valuable lesson for a boy to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make them, because they make an ass out of Robert Timothy.
What?
That's the saying in Toronto. It's a Toronto saying.
God damn it.
At the age of 15, I saw a preacher who was using simple cold reading techniques to trick the members of his flock. And I replicated what he was doing up in stage. And I showed everybody that he was a wolf in sheep's clothing. And I was actually arrested. I spent an afternoon in jail, spent a few hours in jail. And in that moment, I decided that I would be the enemy of any charlatan, anybody who would use trickery on the masses. I am very honest. I am a magician, but I'm very honest. Whenever I start a show telling people that I am going to lie to you. And in my younger years, I said I would grab your ass as well. That got phased out of the act as things changed.
Sure.
I had to put on airs. I had to pretend to be a heterosexual man. So yes, I had to do what Johnny Carson did and grab the ass of an aide. Sorry, Johnny.
If you guys ever, this is like a side note, but you guys out there, if you aren't super familiar with James Randi, or if you just know him as a weird old man, go look up his $1 million challenge and look up some of the appearances he did on late night shows. Johnny Carson, I think, was one of them. I think he did a few of them. And look at him kind of outing charlatans. And it is one of the most gratifying things. Like, next to YouTube videos of dudes who try and steal something and then fall down and knock themselves unconscious by slipping on the pavement, it is one of the most, like, satisfying things you will see in your entire life. Watching these half-ass people who have been doing this their whole lives, who have never had anybody show them up, and then just seeing them in the eyes of somebody who can do this better, by the way. He was, like, a talented stage magician. So he can do this better than you, and him pointing out what you are doing on live TV as you go, well, I don't know, I guess the magic's gone right now.
you know, people's, you know, your generation, generation that came up or doesn't seem to appreciate, as you said, in the 70s, it was really a Wild West when it came to bullshit artists. And I was, Amazing Randy was the sheriff who came to town.
Yeah.
Really. For example, there was a one faith healer, Peter Popoff. He was famous at the time. And I took him down. He would claim to know these things about all the people in his big mega church. But it was actually his wife on a radio set.
Yeah, I remember that one. Because they did something with them, right, where they would like have them fill out information or something. And she, so she had their names and stuff. And so then she would radio it to him.
Well, a big part is that all these people were fucking rubes. That's the part I'm not dead. I can say that. These people were rubes. These people put down all their information on a card.
Before,
it was the easiest mystery to solve. His wife just had the cards and was reading information.
Wouldn't it be great, by the way, if they had done that? And I don't remember what it was. I don't remember. It's like, put your card in a fishbowl and then maybe you'll win this suitcase. I don't remember what it was, but wouldn't it be great if there was some asshole there who put in like Dick McLicken or something like that? And then you had the guy up about the pulpit of Dick McLicken. Well, I'm looking for, it's a Bart Simpson, but in a longer genre.
And his wife would say over the thing, over the earpiece, Dick McLicken of 123 Butt Lick Lane. I see what you're saying. You see, I never had anybody blue. Maybe you, after you learn your ways about not being a poor science educator, could.
Yeah. I now know this isn't actual James Randi, because I know, just based on how much I like James Randi, I know that James Randi is actually a big fan of me.
I feel like you would be a lot like the rubes who were out in that, people who would think that Jesus would be happy to meet them, when in actuality, Jesus would be appalled by how gullible they were. Because Jesus was a con artist as well, make no mistake of it. He was a con artist who swindled people for delicious fish. Listen, I've swindled people for fish too. Amazing Randy's not about above swindling for fish. Me and Johnny Carson in the afterlife, we go swindle fish and then teabag Uri Geller. That was his big mistake, Uri Geller, not dying before James Randi.
No, the reason you're legally allowed to teabag Uri Geller in heaven is actually because he died with his shoes on. He's got Sharpie all over his face too.
Yeah, I actually, Uri Geller, I bend things around him and freak him out. Like, he'll wake up and his penis will be tied into a pretzel.
It's actually kind of says something about Uri, if you know what I mean. Yeah, he's got a lot of slack.
No, it's just that flaccid.
Just even then, I mean, there's a girth to length thing here.
I do balloon tricks. I can tie off a small balloon. Like I have incredibly intricate fingers. I was a very diminutive man.
The same way that dudes who tried to show their sexual prowess in movies from the 1980s would twist a cherry stem with their tongue. You can do that with a penis.
Allow me to demonstrate later. Yes, I would actually like to, we're getting off topic. I would like to talk to Mr. Timothy.
Yes.
I will produce right now the $1 million challenge. If you can submit to me proof.
Uh-huh.
Of the 1 million emails complaining about Damien's performance. Or I will also accept a PDF or hardcover of the rules for I Call BS.
Yes, which I've submitted to Damien numerous times, and he usually loses.
Really? Because I have his email password right now.
And he usually loses in a drunken event that goes on. No, I've printed him out copies. First of all, I don't want all this stuff online, right? And so I give out Damien.
Of course, why would he be waiting?
I give him a hard copy, and he loses it. But I will say this to you, Randi. You have got me. I cannot actually produce the evidence of the 1 million emails because it was 1.45 million emails a week. And you would know that if you were the real James Randi, which you're not. Boom.
You know what? I think I've come in here. I've proven my point. I am going to leave and I will give the $1 million challenge, but not to you, Bobby. I'm going to give it to Damien. We did not have proper controls. I am not giving it to him for proving anything spiritual, although he clearly did summon the Amazing Randi. I am giving it to him as a tip for allowing me to use such an amazing sexual body.
All right, so that was Damien pretending to be James Randi.
I am using this body in the same way that an old man who has $1 million and sees a hooker in front of him and only has 2 days to live. I can't take it with me to the afterlife. Goodbye.
All right, fair enough.
Hey, Bobby, who was it this time?
It was Damien pretending to be James Randi. And I'm so sorry to all those audience members who were expecting, I don't know, something.
Holy shit, there's $1 million on my bed right now.
Really, Damien?
Yeah, I'm guess what, Bobby? I'm making it rain. Fuck all of you. I don't need a science podcast. I've eaten your shit for too long.
My favorite part about this is you seem to have forgotten that while the audience is audio only, we do have a video connection. There is not $1 million there.
Theater of the mind, Bobby.
What? No, it's not even theater of the mind anymore.
You know what, Bobby? There's a fourth fucking wall, and you just kicked it in. You just kicked a hole in my fourth wall, and I'm going to need you to pay for that. You and I are going to go to Home Depot this Sunday, and we're going to patch that fourth wall.
All right. Well, thank you, audience, for coming out to Science Faction 543, where you learned all about the amazing Randy. Thank you so much, and come on back next week for Science Faction 544.
Hey, Randy, it's Copernicus. What about what you could do with that mouth?
You've been listening to Science Faction. Wait, that's not right.